Back home in Chicago today, on the far northwest side, there's a 75th anniversary party for the Mary Gage Peterson School. Mayor Daley's been invited to celebrate the public elementary school's anniversary along with other dignitaries. Great-great-grandchildren of the Peterson family will also be there. Hundreds of today's preschool through eighth graders will be there, along with their parents, their friends, and various Peterson alums. Here at NPR, there is at least one Peterson alum. Special correspondent Susan Stamberg spent her first and second grade at the Peterson School.
I learned to read there. You remember the place where you learned to read. A solid two-story beigey red brick building in Hollywood North Park. Shiny linoleum floors, lockers lining the first floor hallway. I was 6 years old, and my mother walked me to Peterson School every day from our apartment on Olive Avenue. I love the street names, Olive, Christiana, Bryn Mawr, Kimball, Catalpa. For a girl who spent most of her life on blocks called 96th, 135th, 116th, the street names of Chicago make the mouth rich. I went to Mary Gage Peterson School in, hold your breath, 1944. There was a war on. We had a victory garden on Olive Avenue. For some reason, I planted radishes. My best friend was my cousin Dee Dee Karen, who lived on Catalpa. And my Peterson classmates were mostly white and middle class. When World War II ended, new Americans poured into the neighborhood. Today, Peterson kids are mostly first-generation Korean Americans, Indian, Hispanic, plus former principal Therese McManaman says there's still a healthy white population.
I always felt it was an ideal learning laboratory because I thought this is what the world is, and the world is so much closer today that this is what these youngsters are going to encounter as they become adults.
Meantime, at Peterson, they're learning to read, just as I did there all those years ago. I can remember that moment when dark jots on a page coalesced into something with meaning. We first graders holding books in our laps, some able to say aloud with the teacher what was in them. I babbled along, pretending. Then the click of comprehension. I'm 6 years old, and suddenly, I read. I wish I could remember the name of my first grade teacher. It's lost in the mists, but I've never forgotten the school. Once, on a visit to Chicago, my husband and son and I drove out to Bryn Mawr and Kimball so I could pay my respects. I think you should honor key places in your life. And learning to read at the Peterson School was the key to the rest of my life, the start of a lifelong passion that led to this moment when, reading, I can tell it to you. As we neared the building, I was apprehensive. Places where you were young are sometimes so much smaller when you go back to them. But Peterson School, standing for 75 years now at 5510 North Christiana Avenue in Hollywood North Park in Chicago's 39th Ward, Peterson School looked larger than I'd remembered. Large and imposing. A place of substance. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.